Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, third and final hour, last half hour of this week, November 3rd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial, and I needed to give clarification. A couple of people have texted me and said, I can't get that website. I can't find it. PIEGconnect.com. Get rid of the and sign. If you're a PIENG with the and sign, electric customer, a lot of people are trying to do PIE and the and sign G connect.com. That's not the website. Why? Because you cannot have symbols in a website. So the PIENG, the and sign goes away. It's on your electric bill because it's Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Company. They've had the and sign in there forever. But for the website, the internet service, it's just PIEGconnect.com. So I wanted to get point of clarification on that. A couple of you text me and said, I can't find their website. The best thing to do is actually call customer service between 8 a.m. and 4:30. It's on your electric bill. The customer service member services number, 800-423-6634. If you want a link, send me a text message. Just text me at the show, 231-360-5140. I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link for the 800-423-6634 number, and I'll text you the direct link to the website, PIEGconnect.com. Just text me, internet, text me, PIENG, text me whatever the heck you want. I'll text you the clickable, dialable link for the customer service number as well as the website. We'll get you hooked up. Internet, text me internet. That would be the best. Now, one story that I'm following from Lansing, besides the financial disclosure circus, because, well, let me finish that story up, because here's the thing. This is getting really interesting. They're arguing about how much money you actually have to disclose. Now, on the Senate side, it passed 36-2. Only two Republican senators voted against it. But there is not only a handful of progressive D's who are holding out for tougher reporting requirements, including spousal income. But some House Republicans, they're not on board either. They've crafted their own financial disclosure bill early this year, but couldn't get any movement on it. On top of that, earlier in the day, the word was the House was going to adjourn at 1 p.m. for members who needed to travel to attend a conference. But facing some bad optics, they just removed it from the calendar. The speaker told the members they could not leave for the conference. The last remaining bill package of any major significance in Lansing yesterday was legislation that would give the Michigan Public Service Commission the power to permit sites for large-scale solar development projects as opposed to local governments. We've been talking about this forever. We're going to be attending Thursday, this coming Thursday, 7:30 in Presqu'ile County. We're going to be attending Belknap Township's Planning Commission's meeting for a special use permit requested by DTE to build solar farms in Presqu'ile County. I'm coming with a completely different argument for public comment. When I drop my bomb on this meeting, I think it may shut down the entire permit application. I have a nuclear bomb that I'm bringing to that meeting, figuratively speaking, not literally. But verbally, I'm going to drop information into that meeting that will make people go berserk. The guy from DTE, the spokesperson, I can't wait to rip him a new one. There is a component to this whole argument that nobody is, I'm sure, going to be talking about. Well, I'm going to bring it. Why? Because I have real life experience in my prior life that I know exactly what I'm talking about. It happened in Macomb County, Michigan in the last century, and I was involved in it. I know firsthand exactly what ended up happening, and I'm going to warn the people of Presque Isle County about it at this meeting this coming Thursday, November 9th at 7:30 p.m., Belknap Township Hall. I probably will be speaking last during public comment. And when I drop this bomb, I guarantee the chairman of the committee is going to have to gavel me down to get control of the audience. Because what is about to happen, I lived it in Macomb County back in the 1990s. First-hand knowledge. I will take a lie detector test as to what I'm going to say. Because this information is never talked about at any of these zoning planning meetings. And it's real. The threat is real. And it very well could lead to the changing of this entire industry, solar panels and solar farms. That's how impactful my information is going to be that I'm going to be presenting at this meeting. I lived it. I had to deal with the excavators. I had to deal with it. Yes. Yes. This is absolutely a game changer, folks. They want to give Michigan Public Service Commission the authority to bypass local government zonings. Zoning Planning Commission boards not having the authority to control what's going on in their own local municipality. Are you guys out of your freaking minds? But yet they're going to try to do it. They are going to absolutely try to do this. This is amazing that they are trying to do this. Why? Because of their agenda. They want the power. They want the control. They want to be able to bypass local municipalities. Well, what is the discussion that they're talking about now? They are looking at the fact that maybe, just maybe, they should be required to go to local governments, planning commissions, and other boards to get special use permit or approval to build these type of solar panels, windmills, solar farms from the local government first. And then if for some reason the local municipality does not approve the project for these extremely supposedly large 100 megawatt energy facilities, give the local government the opportunity to adopt it. If they don't, and it's going to provide over 100 megawatts of power, then the MPSC, the Michigan Public Service Commission, can approve the permit. Oh, they're going into big battles on this one, folks. The Republicans want this amendment to the bills, and the Democrats don't. That's what they're fighting about. It is a battle ongoing right now, top priority, because this clean energy package by 2040, Senate Bills 271, 73, 502, 519, and Senate Bill 277, all nine bills passed along party lines, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans in the state Senate. Well, now those bills have been sent over to the House. And this was top priority yesterday. In the wrap-up of the story, they didn't pass. They are holding off and looking at how they can deal with this permitting process. The House package was taken up first, and over 20 amendments were adopted to House Bill 5120, which establishes a certification process through the MPSC for energy facilities over 100 megawatts. The amendments were adopted within hours of being introduced. Republicans were given very little time to read them, resulting in the Republican caucus call in a defiance of a House rule requiring members to sit in their seats. The Republicans said, no, we're going in the caucus room. They weren't present for the vote. Something I wanted them to do the day before on the abortion bill package on Wednesday night up until 11:53 p.m., get out of your seats, get off your butts, don't sit there and vote no. Go back in the caucus room. Defy the House rule by Joe Tate. Well, you're going to do it when it comes to energy permits for large energy projects, but you're not going to do it for the babies? That's what I'm ticked off at them about. They did it for energy, but they didn't do it for the babies. I would have gotten in my car and left town. You send this state police trooper to my house, ordering me back to Lansing. I got a text from a county commissioner, Nikki Coons, down in Manistee. Manistee County brought up the resolution to keep control local, and wouldn't you know it, a Democrat commissioner didn't want to sign on to it. We had to table it. We were two commissioners shy. You need to replace those Democrat county commissioners, Nikki, next year. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. I just want to wrap this up real quick. House Bill 5120, the bill sponsor, the Muslim Abram Ayesh, Democrat from Hamtramck, said the amendments add a requirement that project proposals must first go through local government unit where they would be installed before forcing the Michigan Public Service Commission to take up the permitting process. He said this would ensure that locals are driving the process first. Local governments who set up a process of matching the state standards for siting clean energy projects would then have 4 months to work with the developer to figure out a plan and would provide for an additional four-month extension before the project would then be forced to go before the Michigan Public Service Commission because the local community denied it. You get 4 months to work out the deal, the terms of the project. When you still can't, because nobody wants it in their backyards. NIMBY, not in my backyard, is the acronym that these projects are being turned down by left and right. You know the Goshen Battery Plant down there in Big Rapids? I told them to contact the EPA in Washington, D.C. and bring up wetlands. Why? Because I knew dang well 2,000 megasite had at least 10% wetlands on it. 200 acres was naturally occurring wetlands. You can walk it and look for indicator species that tell you that that's a wetland because only that type of vegetation can grow in a wetland. How many times have you gone by, go in the tower. You know the little bridge right there by Black River Party Store? Well, prior to that, as you're driving out M68, look at the low-lying areas and notice how many cattails there are on the north side. That's wetlands, folks. Cattails only grow in wetlands. So they walked to 2,000 acres, and sure enough, you know what they found? 207 acres of naturally occurring wetlands on the mega site that they wanted to build the Goshen Battery Plant. Bypass Michigan, go right to Washington, D.C., get the EPA involved. They did, and guess what? Shut the project down. Can't get a permit. Why? Because if you do off-site mitigation to replace that 207 acres, you know what you got to do? 621 acres, almost a full square mile, 640 acres in a square mile, you would have to do almost an entire square mile of created wetlands. Man-made wetlands at a ratio of 3-to-1 to get a permit to do 207 acres of fill-in, you got to do 721 acres of man-made in the same underground water aquifer in order to get a permit. They're not going to build a square mile of naturally occurring land that has to be turned into man-made wetlands. They're not going to do that. Do you know how expensive it would be to create a 1 square mile of continuous in the same underground water aquifer, 621 out of 640 acres of a square mile, you're going to turn into a man-made wetland pond? I don't even think it would be feasible to be sustainable a site that large. EPA shut it down. Well, there's all kinds of other angles that go at this thing too. And when you present what I'm going to present next Thursday night at Belknap Township Hall at 7:30, when you come and learn this, you can use it in your local communities to shut down every single one of these projects going forward. They're never going to get a permit, if I have my way, from any local municipality once they know this information. And guess what? It's going to force them to go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And the communist Dan Scripps, Democrat former one-term state representative from the 101st, appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they will approve every single one of these permits. Mark my words, it's coming. It's going to stop when we get a Republican-controlled House and Senate and a Republican governor. You get the next Republican governor, I will make it my mission in life to explain this information to him, and he will undo all this crap. Electric vehicles, electric batteries, charging stations, solar farms, windmill turbines. Are you kidding me? This is failed agenda policy, folks. It will not work. It will never work, especially in Michigan. It could possibly work in Florida, Texas, Arizona, Southern California. It sure the heck is not going to work north of I-40. Look at the map. Look at I-40. Knoxville, Tennessee. All of those towns and cities north of I-40, electric vehicles will not work. Solar panels and windmills can't even work in Texas. But that's what the Democrats are pointing to. This doesn't have to be partisan. It works. It works in Texas where they have a Republican governor. It doesn't work in Texas, you idiot. Do you remember the freeze out they had a couple of winters ago? You guys are completely idiots. Michigan's 42nd out of 50 states when it comes to sunlight. Yeah. Absolutely right, Cliff Tellini, County Commissioner, Presque County, and a farmer that's going to be joining us next Thursday night, Belknap Township. Bring me a couple of ribeye steaks, brother. I love your ribeyes. That's it. That's it for this show. That's it for the week. Now we go back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great, fantastic weekend, everybody. Blow those leaves!
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith.